Does that mean I won? This is Veronica Entwistle. You're listening to Radiance by Design, and today, know what we're talking about? We're talking about radiance. So this is a show called Radiance on Radiance. I've actually had a blast doing a little more research. Sometimes I don't get very intellectual, or sometimes I don't do a lot of book learning for this show. I use my guides and the experiences I have, and I always do refer to stuff. But I was thinking about radiance and how in my intuitive world, my guides and angels have shown me through the years these like huge waves way out in the universe, perhaps that the galaxy was even bouncing in the energy and the vibration of these waves. And it's really been interesting to me because I don't know how to explain that, just that when we talk about frequencies moving up on the planet, my mind immediately jumps to the fact that these waves are going on in the universe, and it's really quite amazing. And then I mentioned in my little flyer this week that I was looking at David Wilcock. David Wilcock is the fellow. He's an amazing intuitive, and he's supposed to be, or possibly is, the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. So going through his material was really interesting, and I was reading his blog, and this was last week. And in his blog, he was talking about how the frequencies, and he claims that we can back this by looking in professional media, which I don't know if it's good or bad, but it seems like it's substantial statistical information that we can look up if we want. But he was talking about the resonance and the frequency of Mother Earth and of various planets in our solar system, and how that they are, and I didn't jot down all these notes because that's not what kind of show I have. But anyway, he was talking about how the frequency of each of the planets in our solar system has shifted and what it's gone up to, and that the total frequency of our solar system has also gone up. Now, that's really interesting. Now, he was talking about, and today I went into his blog to try to get some more information for this show, and also because at 5 o'clock, my show is going to be with someone named Kitty Marachi, and Kitty is a white time healer. White time is a very sort of ET-inspired healing technique, which is all developed in order to shift our frequency so that we can move with Mother Earth as Mother Earth's frequency moves up. And so it's all kind of coming together. So as I was saying, I went into David Wilcock's website looking for the blog that I had seen the other day, which was talking about the raising and shifting of the entire solar system. And lo and behold, it's amazing what's going on out there. I was listening to, I could not find the same blog, of course. You know, if you don't bookmark your page, it's like a needle in a haystack sometimes. But one of the things I read in one of his papers was how interesting it is that we all get, whether you're an intuitive or you're an intellectual or a combination of the two or three or four, what we usually get are snippets of information. And what we try to do is piece together a big picture. And he was saying that science itself only has snippets of information. But anyway, I got a radio show of him with Art Bell, you know, from Coast to Coast. And they were talking about the incredible shifts going on, how Mother Earth, Mother Earth and the Sun and all of the planets are consciousness beings. Now, we hear that from the Native Americans and so on, but they claim that they've got all kinds of substantial proof for this and that the universe is raising in frequency, but it's all of it. It's not just, it's the cosmos, cosmos is moving up in frequency. And that we're having to do that as well as a species. So it started to make more sense. I'm not going to go into all the details I read about and listened to today because I don't even already remember them as details. I'm not always the most detailed person you're ever going to hear. But I do know this, that we have to, and 2012 is demanding us to move our frequencies faster. It seems to me to be very, very logical that if our vibrations have to move faster, and it's almost like a steep incline on the graph showing how these steep incline being vertical on the graph showing how these frequencies are going to meet a much higher frequency even by 2012. And, of course, it doesn't stop after that. Then Shawnee Shaw, who's created, she claims from ET information, White Time Healing, is talking about all of this frequency shift is creating another Earth. And she claims that in another dimension, she doesn't say which dimension, that Earth has already been born. And that a lot of what we're learning to do is raise our fields and frequencies so we can enter the reality of that dimension and return to Earth, which is an Earth that is not only healed, but has actually different continents and countries that are comfortably placed back on it. I don't know. I didn't read Atlantis, but who knows? I mean, she says that a lot of the things that have died and moved on from this Earth will be in the new Earth or are in the new Earth. So you can tell I've got snippets, as David Wilcock was writing, snippets of information. What I do that I trust probably the most is how my guides explain things to me. They have taught me a lot that I know about energy healing. And they've taught me about, for example, I didn't see the new Earth the way Shawnee Shaw is talking about it. But they also, and David Wilcock was saying, no, intuitives are going to see it the same. So don't worry about that. Just keep going. And I felt happy because my guides had been talking about how the Earths are going to be split so that if you're, for example, if you're really insisting on keeping your frequency stable at a very low level, there is going to be a new Earth where many of us will not be able to contact others of us who wanted to maintain the old system. I don't know what that means in logical terms. But hey, there's a lot of information out there, and if the frequencies are rising, no wonder the calendar isn't going to make sense, according to the Mayans, because time and space can't be the same. And we all know that we live in a multidimensional universe, so the idea of there being another Earth in another dimension isn't that huge a quantum leap, is it? And we know a bit about quantum and magic, and we know that we can create beyond. So the other thing that I ran across everywhere I looked was the awareness that as the frequencies change, and as we are little microcosms of all that life, we have to, what is it? It would be incumbent upon us to give our bodies some help so that they can dump tight, old, structurally based frequencies and allow ourselves to release in order to accommodate the higher frequencies which will naturally roll through us. What do you think of that? So that's kind of a big preamble today. I like it because it's kind of out there, and I've enjoyed it so much. I wish I could remember all the details I read, but I was reading in a hurry and practically sweating with excitement over the various things I was reading out there in the universe. And we are all consciousness beings. So what we're going to talk about today in this show is going to be less heady than what I've just been talking about, but I wanted some foundational material for us. And we're going to talk about actually getting around to raising our fields and frequencies and actually how do we clear. And I want to talk to you about your lives, so I want you to call in. We're going to do a meditation first, and then I'm really looking forward to you calling in and telling me what you're dealing with, and can we, you know, you and I and the guides who are so powerful, can we shift the frequencies that are maybe snagging you on a level of consciousness or maybe snagging your visions and your manifestations? Can we undo that for you and other people listening? I bet we can, and we're going to have fun doing it. We're going to start off, oh, and the other thing I wanted to say before we start off doing our sacred geometric meditations is that the ways you can use the styles of changing frequency are very simple. Most of you know it already. You can change your frequency with sound, which is the mother of all reality in so many ways, and with your breath and with your consciousness. That means your intention, your intentionality, moving it through, and with color and with visualization and with laughter and with showers and baths and making love, unless you pick somebody who's really, really negative. And what else? Not stuff that's really hard. The right kind of foods. Certain foods can really bring your frequency down, and we know what those are. And certain foods can help you transform your body, mind, and raise your field. So actually raising our frequency is the most important thing about that is being conscious about it and very intentional about it. And as you move sound, if you're singing songs, you're moving sound through your body, you can use it as a wonderful little vacuum cleaner to shove along some of those denser frequencies that are left over from, who knows, genetics, past life stuff, early childhood, who cares? We can use sounds, breath, visualization, intention, laughter. I think I've said the list already. So have you got it? Got it all written down there? Now I think what we're going to do is raise our fields and frequency using visualization and intention and a little bit of magical, metaphysical doodah. So I'd like you to close your eyes, unless you're driving, and take a deep, deep breath, probably two deep breaths. That's one. Good work. Now let's see above your head, perhaps 2 miles. Let's do 3 miles today, a golden ball, and it's such an intense golden ball. Isn't it beautiful? And that's something I can feel when I put it up there. I can feel it. Can you? Practice. And then below your spine, another golden ball. It might be like 40 feet down. Now drop a filament of radiant golden light through the top of your head. Run it down your spine and into the golden ball. It's great. And feel that buzz going through your body. And now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a four-sided pyramid, and all of the lines of the pyramid are golden radiant. And maybe the ends of it are sticking out about 20 feet from your body. I'm not going to measure you. You're not going to measure either, right? And now we're going to stick another four-sided pyramid upside down, pointing into the lower golden ball. And those two pyramids meet. And now you're in an octahedron. That's an eight-sided structure in which you're going to be creating a beautiful crystal ball. Oof, it's beautiful. And take a look at the colors of that crystal ball and how does it feel being inside the crystal ball. Oh, my. And take a look at the colors now. Good. Now, inside of that, you're going to be in a star tetrahedron, which is like the Star of David, only it's three-dimensional. And have yourself spin and spin and spin and spin. When I'm spinning in that, my hands feel like I'm just flinging them off some kind of merry-go-round. It's great. And then as you're spinning, see in front of you a magical screen, and on that screen we're going to put the things that we want to create. For example, that spinning process and being in these sacred geometric structures is a great way to raise your fields and frequency. It's also a great place to go to dump old frequencies and be assured that you're not dragging in the status quo frequencies at the same time. It's a protective research center. We all like to do our little research, huh? Now look at your screen in front of you, your magical screen, and everything we put on there you're going to feel rather than just see. The first vision you put up there is about yourself, what it is you're wanting to be. And I always say the same thing. I want to see myself as very multidimensional. Yeah. Being able to shift dimensions at will. What is it you want about yourself? I was just talking to somebody who wants to be slimmer. Two people today wanted to be slimmer. You can put that up there, too. Great. Now, really feel the presence of yourself, however you want to put yourself. And now, beside that, let's do something that you want to create in your life. Is it a relationship, a home, a book, a play, a garden, petting zoo, doesn't matter. Just see yourself in there and creating that. See the people coming that help you do that. See the book being published. and being received well. Mm-hmm. Excellent. And feel it. Okay, now we're going to go into the Galactic Healing Center. Now remember, when we're radiating ourselves in there like this and creating our visions, you always want to feel them, and they do feel. To me, they feel buzzy and uplifting. That's bringing the frequencies in. If yours feel heavy, then call forth, okay, whilst you're in there, call forth the higher frequency energies and bring them down. You can use the spiraling platinum light and move it in through the top of your head or up through the soles of your feet, right up through your body. Or you can use a violet flame. That's it. So you can raise your own fields and frequencies that way. Now we're going to call in the Galactic Healing Center. And we're going to ask to see those beings that work with you and the healing that you need in this at this time. Now maybe if your manifestations haven't worked, or if you feel sort of stuck or stagnant, or you feel confused because, my gosh, things are changing out there, aren't they? So it's almost like we get too many good things happening, that things are hard on the planet. But they're also very, very magical on the planet. I want us to see ourselves on the healing table in there. On the healing table. And let's ask your group that's around you what it is they would do to help you heal. Whatever it is you're wanting to heal. Maybe it's indecision, maybe it's fear of going forward. Oh yes, and I am reminded, maybe it's poverty consciousness. Okay, and ask to see where that is in your body as you're lying there. And ask to be shown what can be done to heal that. If everything is energy, it really is about changing and adjusting energy flows through your body. And remember that we have an aura, and we have an energetic field and an energy body. And whatever's going wrong in our body starts out there, doesn't it? You know, it may have come in vibrationally and genetically, but it starts out there. So we don't know what these beings who are helping us are going to do, but pay attention. Good. Now ask their help. Great. And pay attention to what happened. Okay. And this is for you. Now, if you think it's complete, that's fine. But if you haven't completed, have it wrapped in light and have it continue while you move to laying someone else on a different healing table and helping them. Yeah. Remember, all of us have the ability to transform totally and to move with these higher steps that the earth is making. That's it. What are you doing with your person? I'm seeing someone who's having a lot of body pain, and we're helping the beings that are helping to pull these streams of pain out of her body. It just seems like they're directing me to just pull them out for the highest purpose, for the highest good of all concerned. And then just flood the scenario with golden light, a light of protection and support. And thank the beings of light. We'll wrap it in light just in case you want your person to have a little more time, and we'll do one more. Bring in somebody else who needs some guidance or some help or some change. See them lying on the table. Mm-hmm. And you know, very often when you do this, you get directed to which part of their body needs to be worked on, because whether it's an issue of poverty consciousness or physical pain or whatever, there's a specific issue that may not be obvious in which these people have their denser frequencies, the programs that prevent them from moving to the higher. Good. And now all I'm doing is I'm moving my hands around the energy body of the person and letting our beings, our spiritual beings, help clear them. And now wrap that in light. And now we move into the political. We always do a political one. I call it a political one, but it's really a humanitarian one. And let's see a gold, or a pink and gold light rising in you and rising through your heart. And send that light, a huge ribbon of light, over to the White House and just flood it. And the Pentagon and just flood it. Good. And I think today it's Denver, Colorado, right? Where they're having their big meeting. We just flood that. We're flooding it with the light of harmony and higher consciousness for all people. And let's send it over to Iraq and Afghanistan and all the places that you can think of and know of where people are starving, they're hungry, there's graft and corruption, there's a lot of sickness, all these different places. I want you to take your pink light and dot it around the world and really give straight vibrational juice. Remember, as the frequencies move up, this is going to have a faster, it's always had a good impact, but it's going to have a much faster impact. And then go around the world and surround the whole world, just bathe the whole world in this light. Now bring it back into your own heart. And let's move our awareness back into our star tetrahedron. And then spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. Good. And then thinking of the Earth and the solar system and so on, let's just spin our whole structure right now. That's right. Then we're going to come back into the room. I'm going to talk to you about calling in. What's going on in your world? How are you doing with raising your own frequency? Are there things that are really blocking? What are you trying to manifest? Where are your fears? If you'd like to call in, if you're in the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. If you're in Canada, it's 888-810-8322, 888-810-8322, and the direct line is 530-876-3222, 530-876-3222. Now, there's a really interesting kind of situation coming up. Politics is pretty scary. And we got this news last night that there's a letter out there that Obama is signing something about the New World Order. And it sounds pretty scary because a lot of people, of course, in our way of thought, really are very conscious that there's been some kind of, well, I don't want to go too far into the scary or negative stuff, but in any case, what happened here was with Bob and I and several other connections that we were making, this letter tended to say, oh, my Lord, it's all happening, everything's coming down, and that we're being controlled and manipulated, and Obama's been pulled into it, and so on. Anyway, we were talking about it, and, you know, I have to say that my own visions, I'll go off into this track first, my own visions have shown that there are many, as you create your reality and I create my reality, as we move our frequencies up, we're living in many, many consciousnesses. Let me try that again. Many, many consciousnesses simultaneously. Well, goody, you've called in. I'm just going to finish this part of my story. We're living in many, many consciousnesses simultaneously. And we have to remember that that is so true, because otherwise what happens is we listen to this stuff and then we get afraid. And when we get afraid, we start banding together with a much lower frequency, and the opportunity to create the reality we want consciously dims and dulls. So now we have a caller, and I'll finish my story afterwards. Good afternoon. You're on the air, and I'm glad.
Hi, Veronica. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Great. I was looking for some insight from your guide. I recently had a blow-up with a close friend, and I've been struggling with how to resolve it.
Oh, goody. What's your first name?
Jean.
Jean, okay. Well, it's very... Was it a male friend?
No, it was a female friend.
Okay. It's very interesting because one of the things that happened in this blow-up was a hierarchical thing. Do you understand what I mean? Is
no.
One person feels more, how would you say it ended? Would you like to talk about it more? Because what I'm seeing is one is higher than the other, and that's where we mess up, is holding our position to be higher than the other person. Was that you or was that the other one?
I don't quite get what you mean.
Okay, do you want to tell us a little bit more about the discussion or the fight?
It's too long. I'd take up your whole radio show.
You can't just give us a little thumb, huh?
It just was a disagreement.
Well, what's really interesting is that there is a distance and a coldness, but this other person is feeling less than you. She's feeling cold and tight and feeling rather... not only negated, but she's feeling less of a person, which is a bit, she's a bit prone to that anyway. So when you're saying, what do? It's like, back up and find out deep within yourself what's really, really, really important here. And because I feel this, that the guides are saying, back up and release in yourself a kind of a tension about it, if you can. Just like release it and release it. And pray to be shown, because the guides will come through and help you. They'll wash it out with light. They'll wash it out with light. And then once you get yourself in her shoes, you see what I mean? When you get clear in yourself, you clear the dust of that fight or disagreement. And then you imagine putting yourself in her shoes. What we're saying is she's feeling very limited, smaller, and insecure as a result. And when you get into her shoes and really experience that, then pop back out. You don't actually run to her house and put her shoes on. You do this in your vision. I think what you're going to feel is something about her point of view. And you don't have to be in agreement with somebody, but you can sure call and absolutely respect who she is, because she's a good soul. You know that.
Yes.
And so what we're saying is do the vibrational work first, which is to clear yourself. You know what's so interesting? Sometimes in a battle, I find this in myself as well, we feel a kind of a competition at some level. And the guides want you to bring that up and feel it and command total release in yourself, because there is no real competition here.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you put yourself in her shoes, you'll feel quite a bit of compassion about how she feels about herself. So without more information on the story, I think that's about as far as we can go right now. Does that make sense to you?
A bit. Not too much, but...
Well, what would you need? Are you not speaking at all?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to be the one who calls? Because that's what it looks like.
Probably not.
Okay, you don't have to, but I sense that once you go around the corner inside of yourself and really feel what she feels, you probably will.
Okay.
And
I'm struggling with that part, but...
You don't have to even do it until you feel it. I mean, really. Just leave it out there, but what you want to do is call up inside of yourself. But this woman is feeling very much smaller than you and trapped, and she's really punched up some of your buttons.
Right?
Yeah, but she's trapped. If you can sort of get that feeling, and insecure, if you got that feeling about what she's going through, you would probably find it easier to then, you know, she might be a worthy friend for you in time. Do you know that?
Well, that's what I'm struggling with, whether it's worthwhile.
I want to say it is, but I want to also say it isn't until you've gone through this process, and then it is, because there's a wake-up coming up.
And what does that mean?
She's not going to be able to step forward and do that until there's been a change in the energy lock between the two of you.
And that's not something I can change myself.
You can change it in yourself, but I think you're going to want to talk to her.
Right.
You might even just talk about daffodils. You may not have to talk about the fight, but first you have to clear it in yourself.
Right. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thanks for having the courage to call, Jean.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's a hard one because why do we have a challenge? And in many cases, the challenge is because we feel competitive or jealous or we want to be right or we want to be recognized for being right when somebody's really stubborn and they don't want to recognize you at all. And I want to go back into this other story that I was telling you, which is I heard this. I got this letter saying how dangerous the world is becoming and politically and la, 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 la. And for a moment, I got afraid. But, you know, having talked to Bob, who's a strong metaphysician, and having my own guides and my own visions and perceptions about the fact that we can actually create our reality, that concurrent realities are happening and so on. And then I talked to Jackie Salvitti this morning, who booted it up with her light as well. And we were talking about, yeah, if you want to get into that belief structure, I was like, this is not such news that you haven't heard this before. But it's funny, I just popped out of that whole awareness and realized, at this time on the planet, if realities are going to be so different all over the place, and if reality is going to be so plastic, and if we're going to be able to create a higher frequency reality by choosing it and really coming to the planet, to our species, with love, respect, and so on, and really sort of build that wave so that it can go around the world as well, we can't get too far into these fear things because they'll just pull us down. And you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Veronica. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I have a few curious questions, and it has to do with the meditation. Whenever I try to meditate, for some reason I can't keep my foot aligned, or they're changed like so often, and even like trying to like visualize the colors or the light coming through. It's like whenever I close my eyes, I see so many different colors. It's hard to really say, okay, this one is maybe that I should follow this light or I should follow that light. I'm not sure if I'm doing something wrong or if I'm looking for something that I'm not supposed to do, and I just want some guidance.
Well, you know what's really sweet about you? Have you meditated before at all?
I have been trying to, and for some reason it's like the thoughts, like they... Don't they? Like, I even tried the ones where they say you focus your mind on one word or one thing and you try to keep that thought, and for some reason it don't work for me. I have problem with that, and I'm not sure if there's something else that I should try to do.
Yeah, one of the things that you have in your brain is a very, very, you've got a lot of rapid movement in your brain. You also have a lot of emotion going on inside of your brain. Do you know that?
Yeah, I believe that.
And you're also pretty empathic, which means that you're taking on a lot of feelings. So here's what we're going to do is get really simple. And remember, everybody at home, meditation is a practice. And some people find it much easier just to drop in and still their mind, and some people never can do it. But if I were you, but the practice itself is always valuable, okay? So if you don't do it, whatever this it is to you, that is, create a perfect structure, the practice of it is still having an impact on your energy field. So my guides are saying right away that you would do, what's your first name?
My first name is Yalma.
Yalma?
Yalma, yes.
Okay. You're, the guides are saying right away that it would do you well to focus on your body. So they're saying focus in your solar plexus, for example. Can you do that? Just drop your attention right now and ask everybody at home to do that. Let's drop our attention into the solar plexus. That's the stomach.
Okay.
And what happens when you do?
I kind of feel and think like the same. I feel warm.
You do? Well, make that your meditation. The guides just said for you to start dropping into your body and just being with your body. Ultimately, you're going to be in the now. It's called being in the now. And you can do it that way, or you can do it a number of ways, because now they're saying that, and I'm going, wait a minute. Just drop into your stomach. And as soon as I did that, I really burped. But the idea is you're going to focus just in your stomach. And you're going to focus farther into your body. Now, you can just pick one place and be with it. And I think you can do that just fine. When we focus on your stomach, it seems that activity begins in your chest, in your heart chakra. Do you feel that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So then you just don't do anything. You just go back into your stomach, and you just focus there.
Okay, and one curious question also. This morning I tried meditating, and it's like right before, like for some reason, like I saw this purple light, this purple ball light, and then as soon as I felt it, my entire body shook, and then I just disappeared. Is there an explanation to that?
Did you go to another dimension?
I do not know. I just saw this purple ball of light glowed and came like 2-3 times, and my entire body shook, and it just, and then I was back to my normal self. I'm not sure if I was supposed to keep that thought or that keep focusing on the light. Well, I couldn't focus on the light because it disappeared.
Well, you know what was really wonderful is the purple light. When you did all that, you actually dumped a huge bunch of frequencies. Did you hear all that explanation of how we have to be releasing old energies and so on to get to be a higher frequency? So that was your higher guidance and your deep subconscious self. So you were doing some kind of an instantaneous meditation thing. Many people I know go into these almost convulsive things when they when they make the right kind of connection inside.
Okay.
What it does is it shifts you to basically a higher frequency energy. When I said to you your brain is full of a lot of different emotions, you have a terrific number of colors in your brain which show me that you have a lot of psychic awareness of different frequencies on a subconscious level, maybe on a conscious level. So it might be your style of meditating, and that's why the guides are saying meditate on your stomach. Because you're going to find that that begins to change color after a while as well. You know, it's a good kind of meditation for you. Do you sing at all?
Do I?
Sing?
Yeah, I do sing and hum. Well, also the boom, not like sometimes it just comes out naturally. I don't put any effort into it. And like if I'm working or like, you know, like doing like simple chores, for some reason, my you know, it just comes out. And they're like, oh, you can sing. I'm like, no, I can't. I'm just singing a hymn. And
well,
it comes,
you know,
out naturally, though, not on any effort of mine.
Yeah, and it's that's a meditation for you. That works really well for you. If I were you, I would sing, and I would also focus on my stomach. And the other thing is calling in the presence. Always make your, when you're going to meditate, no matter how the meditation goes, always call in your higher self, your guides and angels, Mother, Father, God, and Creator Spirit. And give yourself a space that is surrounded by what I call the presence. And that will help you touch those higher realities in your all of your consciousness. So then here's the wrap-up, is you're not going to be so worried about what you're doing in any given time, but you set the space to be protected, supported, and in the presence. And don't be worrying about how it looks yet, because if you did this regularly, I promise you, you'll suddenly get it all. You'll just be dropping into your meditation almost greedily. You'll want it so much.
Okay. And then there was also a time that I felt like it was taking sides where I would either feel the entire left side of my body, like either light or goosebumpish, and then they would switch to the right and then go back to the left. And I was like, okay, that feels kind of weird, but, you know, but it's like it. For some reason, I realized that I will, like, whenever I try to let, how would I explain it? If I lose the port, then I would feel either the right side, like, the light, or get shivers or something. So I focus back onto Father, Mother, God, and on the spirit, and gets back in my body. As soon as I lose the port again, I either feel the opposite side, you know, the same way.
But you know, what it tells me is that you're one who just use your body as your meditation tool, honey, because you've got a lot going on, and it's moving your frequencies to raise your frequency to a higher level of consciousness. And you will have, what kind of work do you do? Because you're going to have tremendous body consciousness.
Yeah, because I do feel more in my body, different, like, either, like, I feel like a muscle spasm somewhere or something, and, like, my stomach, you know, or the ear would start ringing, or I feel something somewhere in my body. But when it comes to, like, actually visualizing or, you know, like, my manifestations or what I want, I don't see that. It doesn't work for me somehow. It's like, but if I speak direct or if I go direct, I feel like I get more of a response, but I cannot understand the responses that I'm getting.
Well, I think that to understand it is not necessary for starters, and I didn't quite understand what you said, except that I do know what the guides are saying, which is go into your body. And the thing is that if you study various masters talking about, for example, illness or physical illness, they will tell you to learn to sit with your, if it's your eyes, sit with your eyes and make your eyes your meditation and find out from them what's going on. And that is a meditation. But you have a natural affinity for working with your meditation this way. It's a very deep centering thing for you. That's why I asked you, I don't know if you heard me, but I asked you what you do for a living.
Oh, I lost my job. I worked with computers. I lost my job during the economic downturn.
Okay.
So I look at it as a positive because ever since I've been praying more and getting closer and, you know, calling up in God more often and doing the meditation and even started yoga. And after this, all these other things started happening.
Well, I know. And thank you for your call. I know you've got a call coming in, but you're about to jump shift and become much more conscious. So thank you for your brave call.
You're welcome. Well, thank you very much
for the
guidance.
All right. Thank you. So that's interesting. It's interesting about radiance. It's about meditation, and radiance is that it is incumbent upon all of us to keep learning to shift our frequencies to a higher and higher level in order to participate in the magic that exists. So it's back to that letter that I was saying I was a little scared about, or that we had this great discussion about. It's really important for us to raise our field and frequency and continue to intentionally create the visions that we want to see and experience, and put our as many of our senses as possible into that, and really allow ourselves to find out where we've been. Oh, I don't know, choked. The guides were saying earlier that sometimes a deep reaction functions like a tourniquet, meaning so if you have a fear of money, for example, or fear of poverty, or fear of losing your job, or, you know, all of that anti-prosperity stuff, drop into your body and really feel what it is in your body. And if you go into your body and feel that, you'll notice where it is. Is it in your belly? Your second chakra, your third chakra. For some people, it's in the throat. But the guides say that is far... Oh, thank you. Just wait a minute, and I'll finish this comment. The guides say that as far as absorbing and running higher frequency energies through the body, it functions like a tourniquet. It stops the movement of higher energies through your body. It's a denser frequency. So you drop in, find out what the thing is that you know is limited in you, find out where it is functioning like a stopper. Drop into that, and you can actually just bathe it with higher frequency energies and move it through. Then, of course, top it up with your visions and your incredible prosperity consciousness and really build your fields and frequencies. Now, you're on the air. Welcome.
You can just roast yourself like a hot dog, right?
That's right.
In the purple flame.
I quoted you recently. I said, well, I have one client who always says she spins on a purple flame spit.
Yep.
Welcome. How are you doing?
I heard the Galexis show last week. I just loved it.
Good. It was a good show, wasn't it? Galexis was right on.
And she, you were talking about going someplace warm, and she said maybe somebody will offer you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody offered me.
Oh, how wonderful.
A house sitting, but she's got such an attitude that I wonder if it's really a good thing to do. Her name's Leia.
And where is her house?
In Hawaii.
Nice.
And it would be like 4 months a year to do a very small work trade and a very small rental kind of thing. But her attitude is so... I've been trying to be aloha spirit about it, but I don't know.
It gives me a stomachache for some reason.
Me too. Ever since I got an email this morning, I haven't felt good.
You know, it's really interesting because you have to follow that.
Yep.
And, you know, one of the things we can do is to send light and really see if we can help shift that. But the reality is I get a feeling that you would be in a pickle with this.
Me too.
Okay.
So some wonderful paradise places just turn into hell because of the vibes. You know what I mean?
Yep. And the other thing is that you can possibly manifest another opportunity, and that'll just crack you up. I can see you laughing.
Okay. That's the option. All right.
Yeah, there's a wonderful option, and it's it may be quite close to her, but you know, not intrusively close, not so that you have
sure.
to worry about that.
Even though she'll be gone like 4 or 5 months, the vibe will just be picklish, huh?
It seems like there's some kind of power threat thing that comes up with her, and I'm not sure why.
Between her and me?
Yeah, or between her and her house and you, so that she thinks she's gone, but really she's got a lot of control issues there.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's too bad, except that I'm laughing because it's almost like you're being challenged to keep your frequencies and your visions really high because you've got a new opportunity coming in.
In the nice warm place.
Yes.
Okay.
So you see, just because you get one,
right.
Sometimes I think the universe titillates us and says, okay, can you make a choice? Can you go for the higher, or are you just going to grab at something because it's there and that's in your destiny?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting that whole message like, this is beautiful, it's paradise, but there are a lot of strings and emotional attachment things here. It's just not worth it.
And paradise is a big place.
You are so great. I love how you go, well, it could be a petting zoo. You could talk about daffodils. I love it. Thank you.
Love to you, eh?
And I'll call you.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. You know, that's a really good thing because when you think about it, so many times we think, oh, my gosh, I didn't, or I got this one and I have to grab it while it's here. I don't think the universe works that way. I think it makes you smell the roses all over the place to pick the one you like. Okay, so I want to do an advertisement for myself. A lot of us talk about needing a retreat and wanting to be in a warm climate. From March 25th to March 31st, I'm going to be doing a retreat in Amatierra in Costa Rica. I've mentioned this on a couple of shows before. So please go into www.amatierra.com, amatierra.com. It means love of the earth, I believe. And my friend Jill and Bob run this place, and it's got great food, and we're going to do some wonderful, it's called Becoming the Authentic You. What we're going to do is meditations, movement, sounding, and we're also going to explore ourselves to see what in us is blocking and how can we shift it, how can we become free to be the rapidly evolving light being that we are. We should have a lot of fun. We'll have some outings, and we're going to limit it to 12. We have some of them already signed up. So check amatierra.com or email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, and I'll link you up myself. It's going to be a wonderful time. And there's some pretty good sales on air flights these days, so it's a good time to hook up to a wonderful retreat in Costa Rica from March 25th to March 31st. And my next guest is going to be a paradigm shifter. It's Kitty Marachi, and she's really an amazing woman. She's a gemstone healer, but she starts off with white time healing. Now, white time healing came from Shawnee West. Now, she's now calling herself Shawnee Shaw, and she got it from the ET. Shawnee is someone who has toured the universe and met many, many ETs, is what she says. And she's written a whole lot about the new Earth that's being developed and the new Earth that's moved into another dimension right now, which is there housing some of the people that have popped off this planet recently, and some of us are going to hop off to it, she says. But in all these talks about new Earth and so on, all these talks about the concurrent realities, it's always about raising your fields and frequency. And the highest frequency parts of our being are our attitudes of love and gratitude and acceptance and our intentional living and so on. And so she talks a lot about how in the new Earth, that's what you want to be. She says some people won't go to the new Earth when the grand shift happens. They'll go to other places they prefer. So we'll see what we want to do. I don't know what I want to do right now. But the other thing is Kitty Marachi, it doesn't only talk about that. She also talks about using gems and gemstones in certain layouts for the sake of purifying or raising the frequency of Mother Earth, for the sake of purifying Mother Earth from some of the deep traumatic injuries that have been placed on her by experience on this planet, and also for doing layouts for our own shifting. It's really quite magical. She says Shawnee herself says that the gemstones will move energies much better than just white time healing alone. White time healing is a very beautiful healing routine. I used to do this, in fact. I don't know if I can remember it. But there are certain motions that you do in order to run frequencies through your body and also to send. Because one of the things we have to all remember is when we're doing this frequency work is as you think about someone, you're sending them energy. So, like, if you're worrying about somebody, stop yourself. Turn and send energy to them. Send them love. Send them light. Send them, I know you can do it. Send them love. Again, love. And so we're going to be talking about all of these subjects when I get with Kitty Marachi at the top of the hour. Tune in. I think it's going to be really exciting. She's the number one gemstone healing teacher in America. So we'll see what that means, too. I asked her if she could do a layout so that all of us listening to the show would get instantly healed, but she wasn't sure she could do that. An eagle just landed in front of our window here. How beautiful. And I'm going to be on with Jackie Salvitti on Thursday night, and we're talking about ETs. We're talking to Jackie, and I don't know what we'll be talking about this week. I think it's going to be about how easy it is to get caught in fear and how to participate in the new world. We have to move past fear. Most of you are really responsive to Jackie's show and her wonderful guides, and they're called The Team. And I love interviewing them and finding out what's going on behind the scenes with them. So tune in at 8 o'clock on Thursday night. It'll be how to move past fear, I think. And then I don't even know who my guest is next week. I told you I was going to have the channel beings called Theo on this week, but there was a mix-up of times. I think it came from my side, but anyway, they'll be on at the end of the month. So if you'd like to know who's coming on, or if you'd like to make some suggestions, or if you would like to have a session with me and my guides and angels, email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. And I really would love to hear your feedback on the show, things you're learning, questions you have, suggestions for future guests on Paradigm Shifters. Remember, we're in the process of a paradigm shift. What on earth does that mean? everything I read today, and well, what we've been reading for a long time, is that life is not going to be the same in a while. Now, what we need to be is the pilots of our own brain and the pilots of ourselves as vibrational vehicles of light. It's a very, very exciting time. And everything as we've known it is changing. What does that mean? I don't know. Neither do you. I know that we can't rest on the laurels of past systems. I know we can't count on the security of old systems. And I know that we're participating on some level, whether it's conscious or unconscious, on the shift into new systems. Maybe Shawnee is right. Maybe we're shifting dimensions with the Earth. Maybe that isn't quite right. I don't know. But all I know is raising our frequencies and radiances is very, very exciting. So I'll talk to you at the top of the hour. Thank you for listening, and I send all of you many, many blessings. Thank you for joining me in increasing the radiance on this planet at this time. Much love.